Jesse Piney.
Hi, is Terry there?
He is not.
Okay, is he going to be back in the office, you know, today, maybe tomorrow?
Probably not. Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. And
who?
The Bank of Cardiff. It's CARDIFF, like Frank Frank.
Okay.
And I was in, is this Karen by any chance?
It is.
Oh, hey, Karen. Yeah, I think we were in contact, you know, about a month ago. I know you mentioned you guys had some projects of, you know, obtaining another biz or business. Is that still, like, on the horizon?
I really don't think so at this point.
Mm-hmm.
There's a possibility, but, I mean, I really got to have a rundown of your rate.
Yeah, I know, and I know you guys, you know, you said you're, like... Like, how much you guys will be looking for, around 800K, is that correct?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah, and I know you guys had, you know, your gross annual sales are around 4 million, as last we spoke, on these notes that I took. And
we have currently 8 million on the books.
Oh, wow, okay. So you guys, you know, really stepping up. And we're able to free up, you know, with our working capital programs,
right,
we're able to free up 10 to 15% of your, you know, your top-line revenue as unsecured cash. So, I mean, we could, you know, with this year, you're projected for 8, or you did that last year?
We're projected this year. We have signed executed contracts for over 8 million.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Yeah. Okay.
And that's so, why, I mean, the rates are very important, because, again, we're a DBE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, we're federally recognized. So, I mean, that's a big, that, you know, our rates absolutely affect our ability to work.
Exactly. And now, you know, with our working capital programs, I mean, how long is it going to take you guys to get everything, you know, situated? Like, I've already had the, like, what business are you looking to obtain?
What do you mean, what business?
Like, you guys are just looking to expand, like, to another location, or I wasn't really clear on what we...
Well, actually, we're looking to expand, to be able to expand into different states.
Oh, okay.
We're currently in Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida as far as our DBE. Our biggest problem is that we cannot expand into Florida, even though we have the DBE, because we don't have the working capital to have the startup of the company there. We've got to have a satellite location, because it's just not feasible to do the storage and so forth all the way in Florida.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, is that, do you already have a place, like, picked up? Or picked out already?
No, we just really wanted to see what, you know, what all we've got on the books. I know we just picked up another 400,000 working down next to Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, you know, we're kind of just open to see what we can find. I mean, we're looking, but, you know, I'm not going to pay an elevated price when I can go 30 miles up the road and find something, you know, comparable.
Exactly. And yeah, I totally understand that. And, you know, it's all about finding the right deal and shopping around. Now with this, you know, the expansion, so how much is this new, like, location going to, you know, generate for you guys? Are you going to be able to,
if we go into Florida, Florida is going to be able to generate a third of what we get now, just because of the fact that Florida, we're in the construction industry, and we do specifically painting on bridges, sound barrier walls, and industrial painting. The issue with painting is that it's hard to be able to apply coatings below 39 degrees.
Yes.
So, of course, in Florida, that's year-round work.
Yeah, exactly. What about, like, humidity? Is that affected as well?
It does affect it, but it's not as severe. You just got to be within, I think, 5 points. You got to have a relative dew point humidity to be able to do it. And usually, like, our zinc, for instance, is a moisture cure. So the more humidity, the better for us, because it cures faster.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's interesting. Okay. So, yeah, that won't be a problem for you guys. And, you know, with this, you know, location, do you already have, have you been doing work in Florida, just don't have a location out there, or?
No, we've got pending pending contracts. It's going to be contingent on whether or not, you know, we make that move or not.
Oh, great. So you already have, like, lined, you know, our work lined up for you out there.
I do.
And, well, great, yeah, so this is going to generate a lot. And when are you guys looking to do this?
Well, they're pushing me to do it within the next month or so, but I've really got to look at, because for one, in order to do more employees, you've got to have capital. You've got to move.
Exactly.
You've got to be able, it's better for the company to be able to hire people out of Florida, even though we pay more per hour because their cost of living is higher than it is where we're currently at.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if we try to find locals that, you know, we do projects within an hour of their home, then we don't have to pay lodging. So a lot of it balances itself out. It's just a very complicated process to get it worked out.
Exactly. You get it all, you know, going. And, I mean, who do you guys, you know, normally bank with?
First Citizens.
First Citizens. And now have you gone to them, you know, and see what they can provide for you?
I have, but you know how it goes with any bank. When you need them, they don't want to be there.
Right. Yeah.
Don't need them. They want to give you everything under the moon.
Exactly.
And so they, of course, they see, you know, what we have. I mean, you know, they've given us our corporate cards. That, you know, they've given us a lot of stuff. But at the same time, you know, they want to see the, you know what I'm saying? They want to see it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you that I didn't buy a company that was in financial trouble, and we've been digging it out, and I'm doing exceptionally well.
But yeah,
when
great.
I bought this company, it was not doing so well.
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, look, you turned it around, and now you're expanding. That's great over
yeah.
there. And with, I mean, First Citizens, do you guys have a line of credit with them?
I do not have an operational line of credit.
Okay.
Like I said, pretty much everyone that I've spoke to in the banking industry because of what happened in 2009 with the other construction people, they're very iffy. They want to see me owning the company for 2 years and show them the growth.
Exactly. Just kind of see where you're at.
Again, the problem that you come into when you deal with something like that is that it's hard to grow when you're limited on capital.
Right, correct. I mean, you need that.
The old saying, it takes money to make money, is absolutely true. But at the same time, I mean, you know, we're getting there. We're inching by. I mean, we're inching ahead. I can't say that we're flying ahead because, again, my payments, when I receive, I have over $400,000 in accounts receivable right now. But
oh,
my
wow.
problem is because I do work on federal projects, meaning highway bridges and so forth, then I have to wait for all the prerequisites of them, submitting to the prime submitting to the state submitting to the federal government. So in a lot of cases, I'm 120 days out.
Wow, 120? I think it's like the longest I've ever heard out of a net. Wow, that's crazy. That's so tough on a business.
It's going. It's just it just took a lot of my own personal finances to get. I mean, I just bankrolled 4 projects.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired of bankrolling.
Yeah, exactly. It really is tough on you because now you're doing the waiting game. Now you got more jobs coming up. You know, trying to keep
it
moving.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and that's so tough on the business. You know, I'm sorry. And I mean, how long you guys been in business over there for?
This company has actually been in business since 1960.
Oh, 1960. And when did you end up
took over
taking
in
over?
2014.
In 2014. Wow, so you guys have been, you know, it's had it for about 2 years now. Maybe that's, is that the main
thing? In October, it'll be 2 years. But like I said, it's the biggest thing for me is, you know, we've kept pretty much the same players. The only thing has changed is who actually owns it.
And yeah.
Most of my, you know, my pushers.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing well for you? Or?
They are, and the ones that aren't are gone.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, how'd you get involved in the industry? Do you just family or?
Well, I knew the first owner when he created it. I knew him back in the 80s.
Okay.
And when he passed away, I really didn't want to see his legacy go. I mean, he was a very good man.
Uh huh. Well, yeah, I'm sorry to hear for your loss, but you know, that's great that you took over and you took reign of the company. So is Terry, you know, the 100% owner, or are you 51?
I'm the 100% owner. Terry's
the owner. Oh, okay. Yes, you make the decisions.
Right. It makes an interesting marriage.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. You're calling the shots, and does he get jealous or what? But yeah, and I mean, how, you know, Karen, how'd you rate your guys' credit over there? Are you like good, bad, you know, somewhere in the middle?
We're getting better. I mean, like I said, the biggest thing for me, and I'm just going to, the biggest thing for me is I'm undoing a wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I bought the company, the EIN and so forth, from a third party.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, I'm undoing a lot of wrong.
Yeah.
It was a dump company. I mean, the one that owned it before was actually he built bridges. We paint them. And so what he did is he took a lot of loss and did a lot of bad things to this company.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm actually in severe repair mode, but we're getting there.
Yeah, and that's, you know, honestly, we get that. There's no problem, you know, with us. We have multiple programs, you know, that we work with creditors A to D. So, no, it may be tough, like, getting, you know, finding financing sometimes, but we have multiple programs, and I'm sure we'll be able to find you something that would help you guys out. And, yeah, I mean, so have you, you know, talked to anyone else or have any, you know, financing in the works right now? This 800?
Not really. No, I've just really been kind of just chilling. I mean, just digging.
Yeah,
you know,
just
Yeah. So I do what I can on my own and get done what I can.
Yeah, exactly. No, and that's great. I mean, I know as the business owner, it's tough. You guys are busy. And, like, finding financing is, like, the last thing you guys want to do, I'm sure. And now, do you have, like, a plan B if you're not able to find, you know, financing for whatever reason?
Well, I mean, no, not really. I mean, the plan B is when I get paid, it'll cover.
Yeah, exactly. So once you get all that money from your receivables. Okay, Karen. Well, I mean, I'd like to see exactly what we could do for you.
Okay.
It's a real simple process. It'd be like a one-page application.
Okay.
And then it would be 6 months business bank statements because they evaluate the cash flow of the company.
Right.
So they don't give you anything that would be a burden, of course.
Exactly.
And then it would be your most recent tax return. Not sure. Do you have an extension on your 2015?
I do. On 15.
Okay, that's fine. Well, we can work with 2014.
Okay.
We'll do just great. And do your customers mainly pay with credit cards, or are they?
No, cash.
No? Oh, cash. Okay, okay, perfect. Then, yeah, we would just need those documents, and we can actually get you, you know, an answer
well,
by the end of the week.
You can shoot me an email, but I've actually got somebody that just walked in the office, so you can shoot me an email. Mine's Karen, K-A-R-E-N,
okay,
at tjcpainting.com.
Karen at tjcpainting?
tjcpainting.com,
Painting.com. Okay, Karen, I'll go ahead and shoot that over in about 15 minutes. And, you know, when do you think you can have everything back to me and get this going for you?
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay.
You send it to me. I'll do the best I can, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.